you know, seat of the pants journalists.
Oh, well, I could add to your list the mysterious death of Doug Hammarskjöld, the former United Nations Secretary General, or Aldo Moro, the former Prime Minister of Italy. The CIA was blamed. All these things, or most of these things, were concocted in Moscow and spread worldwide by the Soviet KGB. That was part of our disinformation operations. Also, the AIDS spread is also a CIA, kind of a fault, because they experimented with the program and inadvertently leaked some of the AIDS germs, and they infected the people, and now we have a worldwide problem. This is all a great exercise of our Moscow friends.
Chester mentioned some fairly credible journalists and academics who are compiling information. How does one distinguish between what is fact and what is part of a Soviet disinformation campaign?
Well, there are certain things which are easily traced to the roots. But in the former USSR, we had a special division of the KGB, which worked day and night inventing all sorts of stories, how to blame the United States for whatever was happening. This is not to say that the United States has been blameless. No, not at all. But it provided some excuses or even ideas how to utilize by the Soviet disinformation service. But believe me, most of the cases you cited, one of the listeners cited, are the inventive, ingenious minds of my former colleagues.
Chester?